In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Last week, we celebrated the great feast of St. Nicholas. Now, in our metropolis, we have a wonderful tradition that emerged in recent years that our metropolitan will go to the Catholic Archdiocese and he will preach on their feast day, which is the feast day of St. Anne, and in return, the Catholic Archbishop of Detroit will usually come and preach on the feast day of St. Nicholas. Now, this year, the tradition continued, and the Archbishop chose to draw our attention to one of the hymns that is found in the evening service for St. Nicholas. Now, this particular hymn that he chose to preach about played on the word Myra, where the saint was from, and the word myrrh. And the hymn reads, Myra was your physical abode, meaning fragrant oil, which you proved to be, for you were yourself anointed with noetic chrism. Now, the Archbishop went on to explain that we can understand this to mean that St. Nicholas allowed the Holy Spirit that we were all anointed with to be that which took its abode in him. And he became, as the hymn continued to say, a help for all those who are in need. He allowed himself to become a tool to do good. Having found freedom and liberation in Christ, he became a help for others to find that same freedom and that same liberation as well. Now, this morning, the same thing is being shared with us in the person of a woman who was ill for 18 years. Jesus freed her. He liberated her from the illness that had bound her for all those years. And by doing this, he shows us what he can do for all of us who call upon him. But he also reminds us of one other important thing. He reminds us of the way we are supposed to act towards one another. So today, as we continue with this wonderful journey to the blessed nativity of our Lord and Savior, let us consider St. Nicholas and this woman who this morning was healed as we try to receive the Christ child on Christmas. So our reading again begins by telling us that Christ was in the synagogue and he was teaching. And as he was teaching in the synagogue, the scripture tells us that there was a woman that walked in and that she was bent over and she was unable to fully straighten herself. Then we hear that the Lord calls her to him. Now again, like in other scriptures, the Lord doesn't ask her any questions. He doesn't ask her what she might need from him, because the Lord knew exactly what she needed. He knew that she needed help. The reading tells us that after he called her to him, he laid his hands upon her and said, "You are freed from your infirmity." The scriptures tell us that the woman was able to straighten herself up and she began to praise God. Now, this healing, this freedom that Christ granted her shows us clearly why he has come to us. It reminds us exactly of what this season is all about. A priest once wrote that the good news of Christmas is that the Lord is born to do the same for us and for the whole world, to set us free from slavery and barrenness in all their form. He comes to restore us as living icons who manifest his glory and salvation in unique and personal ways. This season we are in is all about realizing that Christ came to help us and that he came to save us. Realizing that we need him, and in him we are no longer held captive. In him we can be freed from all those things that we are afraid of. In him we can be freed from the sins that might be holding us back. In him, with him, and through him, we will be able to move forward. But the Lord teaches us one more important lesson by healing her and healing her on the Sabbath. He is urging all of us to receive him and to become more like him, to allow others to see him in all of us, to see him in the way that we show compassion for others, just like he shows it to us. Now, we began this morning by talking about St. Nicholas. Now, what is it that made St. Nicholas such a beloved saint? Well, it's not anything that he wrote. because in reality, we don't have anything that he wrote. It's really not anything that he said. It was what he did. It was how this wonderful saint chose to live his life and to show his faith in Christ. It was that he tried to do one thing. He tried to be good. Father Thomas Hopko once wrote, "The Messiah has come so that human beings can live lives which are, strictly speaking, humanly impossible. He has come so that people can really be good." One of the greatest and most beloved examples among believers that this is true is the Holy Bishop of Myra, about whom almost nothing else is known except that he was good. Saint Nicholas understood that acts of love and compassion, like what we witness in this morning's gospel, are what we are called to do as well. Why? Because we are to allow Christ's light to shine for all to see, not our own. Because it is only in Christ that we can truly be good. It is only in Christ that we can be free and we can be liberated from the things that bind us. My friends and my family, in Christ this morning, we heard about a woman who was bound by illness for 18 years. We witnessed Christ heal her and free her. The Nativity of our Lord, his coming to us, is all about all of us receiving freedom from the things that bound us as well. But we must realize it and allow him into our lives. And we must then allow others to see who we are by following Christ's great example of goodness and love. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.